The time is 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and on the World Wide Web at kgnu.org. Stay tuned for Ragtime America. Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime and similar music tonight. And tonight we are going to explore some novelty piano works and concentrate on a composer by the name of Billy Mayerl, spelled M-A-Y-E-R-L. Mayerl was born in London, England, May 31st, 1902, so we're sort of honoring his birthday tonight. He was a child prodigy, son of an impoverished violinist, began formal training at age 5, won a scholarship to Trinity College of Music, and gave his first concert at age 12 in Queen's Hall. Later on, played in movie houses, accompanying silent films, worked a little with an orchestra and so on, and then became a solo pianist with the Savoy Havana Band. Became involved with musical theater, appeared on the BBC, and began his recording career in 1925, which lasted almost until his death in 1959 of a heart attack. So let's listen to a little bit of Billy Mayerl here, and then we'll talk a little bit more about what he did during his lifetime. But he was one of the top composers in the vein of novelty piano. Certainly the one that we all remember the most is Zez Confrey, but Billy Mayerl is probably number two, right up there with Confrey, and is considered to be the best pianist of all of the novelty pianists. From 1925, here is a piece by Mayerl called The Jazz Master, and our artist this evening is Susan Tomes. Thank you. think you can tell by that version of Susan Tomes of the Jazz Master that novelty piano was not written for the average pianist. And you don't have a lot of performers playing it today, even, because it's a very difficult style. It was written by pianists for advanced pianists, and very, very interesting. Let's move on here from 1926, another Merrill piece called Loose Elbows. And here is Martin Spitznagel. Martin Spitznagel and Loose Elbows by Billy Merrill, the composer that we are honoring this evening. From 1928, a piece of his called Honky Tonk. And this will be two pianos tonight, the sisters from France, Katia and Marielle Lebec. Thank you. Honky Tonk from 1928, Katia and Marielle Lebec from France. Well, Merrill liked to name a lot of his pieces after flowers, and we have a few of those to go through tonight. This is the first one of those from 1925. It's called Virginia Creeper, and here is George Hicks. The late George Hicks and Virginia Creeper from 1925. Well, back to Merrill. In 1925, I guess he started his recording career, but in 1927, he started what was to become the most famous and successful undertaking of its kind, The Billy Merrill School of Music had branches all over the world. He published his own magazine, taught many thousands of people by the correspondence method. This included not only instruction booklets, but recordings as well, where he personally demonstrated the various exercises and effects to be gained. He lived at a time when recorded music was just in its infancy, but we do have recordings by Merrill, and they have been assembled into a CD. So let's listen to Billy Merrill himself as he does one of his own pieces from 1925. Here is Eskimo Shivers. That was the master himself, Billy Merrill, playing Eskimo Shivers. Moving on, same year, 1925, here's a piece called Jazzeristrics. J-A-Z-Z-A-R-I-S-T-R-I-X, Jazzeristrics. And we'll get Susan Tomes back for an encore. Thank you. Susan Tomes with Jazzeristrix. Tony Caramia has put out a fine album of Billy Merrill's work. And so here's a selection from that from 1925. The tune is All of a Twist. That's All of a Twist. And, of course, that's a play on words for the Charles Dickens book Oliver Twist. Here is Tony. My goodness. All of a Twist. That was Tony Caramia at the piano. Well, back to Merrill himself. He was a prolific composer with a predilection for naming his works after flowers, which we mentioned earlier. His most successful number, which ultimately became his theme song, was called Marigold, and we'll be listening to that up next. While his novelty rags were called Syncopated Impressions, they were actually patterned after the works of Zez Confrey, who had enormous successes with novelty piano rags. However, Mail certainly developed his own original phrases, harmonies, and rhythmical devices, and came up with beautifully rich melodies. So let's just listen to one of those. This from 1927, his theme song. Here is Marigold. And here is Vincent Johnson.
Thank you.
Vincent Johnson with Billy Merrill's theme song, Marigold, from 1927. That same year, he published three pieces, which he called his Puppets Suite, Punch, Judy, and Gollywog. So here is Punch from the Puppets Suite, as played by Brian Holland. Punch, one of the Puppets, Punch and Judy. Some of you may remember that from the Puppets Suite by Billy Merrill. That was Brian Holland. I think we'll slow the tempo down a little bit here. 1926 is the year. The piece is called Sleepy Piano, and here is the late John Roche. Thank you. Nice version of Sleepy Piano by John Roche. Well, here's another one of Merrill's pieces named for a flower. From 1932, here is Autumn Crocus. And here is British pianist Philip Dyson, live performance. Philip Dyson, live in concert, and Autumn Crocus from 1932. Another Billy Merrill piece, this one from 1936. It's called Shallow Waters. And here we'll turn to an Irish classical pianist named Philip Martin. Thank you. Oh, lovely. Shallow Waters, as played by Philip Martin, written in 1936. Well, Merrill wrote several suites. We've already talked about the Puppet Suite, and he wrote one called the Aquarium Suite, Willow Moss, Moorish Idol, Fantail, and Whirligig were that. He wrote a Four Aces Suite. Of course, you can guess those, the Ace of Hearts, Spades, Diamonds, and Clubs. But then he followed that up with a fifth piece called The Joker, a further contribution to Four Aces. Here to bring us... No, I'm sorry. I have the wrong piece up here. My apologies. Anyway, that's on this album by Frederick Hodges, but I read the wrong line. We're actually going to listen to another flower piece. This one from 1938. It's called Sweet William, a syncopated impression. And Frederick Hodges will be the artist. Sweet William, as played by Frederick Hodges. Well, we have another flower composition here. This one titled Evening Primrose from 1945. Certainly written towards the end of his career, although his career was interrupted by a heart attack, so he could have gone much longer than that had the fates not been against him. So here is Yvonne Cloutier to bring us Evening Primrose. Nice version by Yvonne Cloutier of Evening Primrose from 1945, one of Billy Merrill's flower-named compositions. Well, we'll go out with one last Merrill composition. It's been fun bringing you this collection of his works. We should devote a whole evening, I think, to the genre of novelty piano, because there are a lot of other composers who have done things here and there. But between Zez Confrey and Billy Merrill, that pretty much covers the waterfront as far as the well-known composers are concerned. And they used to write things for their own interests. To heck with the general public, so it was quite a surprise when the general public began buying their works. So we'll go out with an appropriately named piece by Billy Merrill from 1934 called Nimble Fingered Gentleman. It'll be played by Tony Caramia. This is Jack Rummel saying thanks very much for joining us on Ragtime America this evening as we have celebrated the birthday of Billy Merrill.
Thank you.
The time in 30 seconds will be exactly 9 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and on the World Wide Web at kgnu.org. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
Thanks, Jack, for another wonderful program, and a good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Gloss with Swing Shift this evening. I originally planned a very different broadcast until the weather changed on us, and I thought we might have some fun with the weather. So stay tuned for some really fun sounds. Let's get the evening started off with a Bing Crosby recording from CBS in the mid-50s of a great 20s tune.
Button up your overcoat when the wind is free. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Eat an apple every day. Get to bed by 3. I want you to take good care of yourself, honey. You belong to me. Be careful crossing streets. Don't eat meats. Lay off sweets. You'll get a pain and ruin your tum-tum. Keep away from blended stuff when you're on a spree. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Sit on hornets' tails or on nails or third rails. Get a pain and ruin your tum-tum. Don't go out with college boys when you're on a spree. Take good care of yourself. Use those vitamins up on the shelf. And remember, you belong to me.
button up your overcoat. That was, of course, Bing Crosby. We're going to play a couple now by Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra. First, a big hit for him in the year 1945, Come Rain or Come Shine. And then we'll listen to the fabulous Dorseys, Tommy and Jimmy together in the mid-1950s with Rain.